NATO Secretary General Jaap de Hoop Scheffer opened the session with brief public remarks. He noted it has been 6 years since the establishment of the NATO-Russia Council to deal with issues between the alliance and Moscow.
Today our relations are truly multifaceted, influenced both by political realities and issues on which we differ, as well as by practical and very pragmatic common interests.
And then the news media was ushered out and the doors were closed. Mr. Putin later said he is pleased with the discussions, but noted certain problems, such as Russia's objections to U.S. anti-missile defense plans in Central Europe and continued NATO expansion.
The declaration that this process is not directed against Russia cannot satisfy us. National security cannot be built on promises.
On Thursday, NATO endorsed the missile defense plan. The Western Military Alliance also turned down a bid by Georgia and Ukraine to be put on an immediate path to membership, but declared it wants to bring the two former Soviet republics into the fold at some point in the future. Just hours before President Putin met with summit leaders, the alliance discussed the outlook for eventual membership with Ukrainian President Viktor Yushchenko. Secretary General Scheffer assured him that Ukraine and Georgia will eventually be put on the path to NATO membership. He noted NATO foreign ministers will revisit the issue in December.
There was a clear signal and a decision yesterday that the aspirations for membership action plan are supported.
Mr. Yushchenko put the decision in the best possible light, focusing on the promise of future action.
This is the first time when it was clearly determined that Ukraine will be in NATO. This is a historic event for our people and our country.
The Ukrainian president said he understands the challenges that delayed his country's bid to join NATO. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, Bucharest.